It's the Triple M Rush Hour.
Knockout Football live on Triple M.
Finals Focus.
Yes, the preview pod, it evolves, MG, now that we're in finals. We've arrived. I'll be honest, back in March, whenever the world went to poop, I didn't think we'd ever be doing this.
You're not on your own, mate. Everybody listening to this, everybody associated with all sports, but in particular rugby league, when we shut down after two games and we got told that we face an uncertain future, well, I don't think we could have imagined in a million years that here we would be facing the Panthers, who are first, and the Roosters, who are fourth, in the first night of finals footy.
We should tip our caps to the patron saint of rugby league, Peter Volandis, and just say thank you again for delivering
Hallelujah.
Us to this point. All right, let's get stuck in. Tonight, Roosters, Panthers, Panther Stadium. The full coverage starts with us from 6MG, and then we roll into NRL primetime with yourself, Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane. Coverage of the game itself will start at bang on 7:50 for what is such a mouth-watering matchup. The minor premiers, the baby Panthers who've just conquered everything in front of them this year, going up against the Roosters outfit, the reigning premiers for the last two seasons, who, because of last week when the demolish that they suffered at the hands of the Rabbitohs, all of a sudden people have forgotten the last 2 years, and there's questions being asked about this Roosters outfit.
Yeah, well, Penrith haven't. You bet your bottom dollar that Penrith haven't forgotten about how good this team is, and I'll be paying them their due respect, because anyone who doesn't will have their pants pulled down. You've got to respect the Roosters big time. But, as I said, we asked the question yesterday on the Rush Hour, have Penrith been given an easy run? And I said, no, they've just made it look easy, because they've played a brand of footy that has been just breathtakingly refreshing. Both sides of the field, Cleary on one side, Lua on the other, who's just come into his own remarkably. You've got Kikau on the left. You've got Liam Martin on the right. You've got To'o on the right. You've got Mansour on the left. You've got Dylan Edwards at the back starting to create a bit of a passing game, which has added another notch to the attacking arsenal of Penrith. And we haven't even spoken about their forward pack, led by Tarmow and Fisher-Harris, Isaiah Yeo, Billy Kikau. I mean, they're a complete team, Liam. They're a complete team, the Panthers, both on the field and off the bench. And they have to be paid their due respect as well. This is a mouth-watering encounter. And I'm thinking Penrith are going to win the game. I know the Roosters won't be as bad as they were against the Rabbitohs. Everyone knows that. They haven't won two competitions in a row from being mugs. And in fact, as I said yesterday, if the Roosters win the competition this year, they will be the best club rugby league team that I've ever seen in person.
MG, because we're in the finals and there's not as many games to work through, we're going to do your paper test, all right? We're going to do your tick test. This is how you like to tip teams, and I know this is your Panthers, so you might be swayed.
I haven't done this yet, so
I'm just going to throw them at you. Right, from fullback, Dylan Edwards v. Tedesco.
Tedesco.
No arguments. Mansour Tupu.
Tupu.
And again, this is MG's doing this not on reputation but on form. Morris Naden. Josh Morris Naden.
Okay. Can't go past the Morris.
Joey Manu, Stephen Crichton.
On form, Crichton.
Yeah, I like that. Manu coming in off a week's break, too. Brett Morris, Brian To'o.
Brett Morris.
Luke Keary, Jerome Luai.
Luai.
Nathan Cleary, Kyle Flanagan.
Cleary.
Okay, so through the backs, you've got three to Penrith, four to the Roosters. Now we move into the forwards. Tarmow, Warrior, Hargraves.
Tarmow.
Coruscant, Lussick.
Coruscant.
Fisher-Harris, Takiaho.
Fisher-Harris.
Kikau, Cordner.
Kikau.
Martin, Tupanua.
Oh, Tupanua's been a bright spark, but he hasn't been as good as Liam Martin.
Yo, Lou.
Yo.
And there's the defining. We won't go into the interchange.
No, that's
you went with the Roosters. You could have maybe it's 4-3. You have not given a tick to the Roosters forward pack alongside that Penrith pack. So
on form, how
on
could
form,
you?
Yeah, speaks volume.
On
so
form, how could you?
Presumably that speaks to your tip, MG, and I think it's a fair one too. All right, let's move along. MG back in the Panthers in to get it done over the Roosters tonight. You get into Saturday, you settle in with the dead set legends, Gus Wallen, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton, going to tear it apart on a Saturday morning, and then you get into your Saturday scrum. Tony Squires, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler, Nathan Brown, the best newcomer on radio in 2020.
Fantastic. And Warriors coach.
Bit of a farewell too, because he's going to be back behind the glass in 2021. Saturday Twilight Footy though. Raiders, Sharks, GIO Stadium, your call team for this one, Maroon, Girds and yourself, MG. Jeez, you work hard. Coverage from 5 o'clock, kickoff at 5:40. Want to do the paper test again, or you want to give a little synopsis first?
I'll give a quick synopsis, and I like the paper test, so I think we should finish each one with that. I think, the lucky thing for both these teams, whether it's luck or unluck, is that the Sharks and Raiders played last round. Raiders were depleted, but a lot of people don't realise how depleted the Sharks were.
Mm.
They had a host of players who were in form for them throughout the year out. They all come back, but so do the Raiders all come back. Everything points to a Raiders victory. The Sharks limped in the finals. They are probably one of the most out of form teams that have ever played finals footy. They've got a 10-10 record. I'll probably win this game. I'll probably win this game. This will be the upset of the round.
Mm.
I would not be surprised if it happens. I was very surprised to see the Raiders win last week against the Sharkies so convincingly. But when I looked at both teams, I thought, well, you know what? They're both depleted. Look, again, Liam, Sharks have nothing to lose. I'll go out and just play footy. Let's hope that they play a really good brand of footy, because the Raiders will. You know what you get with Raiders, and all this, you know, this whole series is about revenge for Ricky Stewart and his men. They tasted the bittersweet pill of defeat last year in the grand final. So every time they go on the field in these finals footy, you can bet your bottom dollar that Ricky in the locker room has got pictures of his players weeping on the field and saying, "Do you want this to happen again? Go out there, and this is you can be the first team to win from fifth.
So
let's go and create history.
You reckon Ricky's already pulling that rein about the grand final from last year? He's already bringing it up.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to wait till the grand final, because they may not get there if he doesn't pull it now.
I like
it. So he's got to play that. He's got to play that card from the get go, and I think his players know that. You know, no Josh Hodgson. In big games is going to be hard to cover, but they've covered him.
Mm.
And the fact that John Bateman's back playing, we thought he was going to be on a plane back to England with a bung shoulder, and he's just turned into their X factor. Mm. Now that he's playing, I say the Raiders can be the first team from fifth to win the comp.
I like it. And for what it's worth, I actually think the performance of all those sort of second-tier rookie players last week speaks to the culture that Ricky's developed at the lower levels, and it shows that it's a team and a system, and it is, you know, the people, the coaches will say, "Oh, next player up," sort of thing, and it's all well and good to say that if you've got the cattle, but what they showed last week is that they operate in a next player up model, which is fantastic news if you're a Raiders fan. Let's do the paper test.
Let's go.
Chance Nickel Klokstad, William Kennedy.
Chance.
Sammy Valamai, Sione Katoa.
Katoa.
Mm. Jared Croker, Josh Dugan.
Croker.
Jordan Rapana, Jesse Ramian.
Split.
Nick Kotrick, Ronaldo Mulitalo.
Kotrick.
Jack White and Connor Tracy.
Jack White.
George Williams, Chad Townsend.
Which has been out for a while. Mm. I'll go George.
Okay. We move into the forwards. Papali, Braden, Hamlin, Ueli.
Papali, best front rower in the comp.
Starling, Brayley. It's an interesting one.
Very interesting. I'm going to go Starling. Just to re-sign with the Raiders. Yeah. Been in really good form.
Denamis, Louis, Aaron Woods.
Woodsy.
John Bateman, Britton, Nakora. Jeez, Nakora always...
two of my favourite players.
Nakora's going to be unlucky
here. Yeah, I'm going Bateman. Unlucky we're number 11, Britton.
Yeah, Elliot Whitehead, Wade Graham.
For mine, these two hold the key to the game. If Wade, they're both the, you know, Elliot Whitehead, one of the most underrated players in the comp, but Wade, I've got to give it to Wade.
Yep. And to finish off the starting 13, Tarpanay, Rudolph. So it finishes, funnily enough, it's the same score line you had for Roosters Panthers, this time in favour of the Raiders, 9-4 in favour of the Raiders there, not going into the bench. So you're tipping the Raiders?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good. All right, so we move into Saturday night, and
Yeah, this is where we started to get interesting because, yeah. I look at the four finals, and yeah, the Penrith and Roosters one is a fantastic one. I really think it's going to be the game of the round. I think it's going to be the tightest game. Raiders and Sharks, who knows? It's the toss of the coin, but I think Raiders will probably win convincingly if you're going to really put your money on the line. Souths and Knights, when we get to that, probably the same. But this game...
Storm Eels. We are covering this game. Maroon, Gerds and Nathan Brown is your call team. Kickoff at 7:50 p.m. We don't normally do Saturday night games, so it's awesome that we do get to call this. The money, early doors, MG. Storm are $1.18.
Yeah,
Penrith are $5. Sorry, Parramatta are $5 in this game.
Wow, you should have went through the odds in the first two games. Just to let our...
I'll update.
Our podcasters know, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, of course I can do that.
Do that as you're doing it. But as you're doing that, I'll give you a quick
Panthers,
synopsis.
Quickly, Panthers $1.70, Roosters $2.10. So, so pretty close there. Raiders are very short at $1.15, Sharks $5.50. Okay. And then the Storm, as I mentioned, $1.18, Sharks Eels $5.
So the Eels are the most pronounced outsiders of the four games.
No, the Sharkies are. $5.50.
Oh, and what are the Eels? Five.
Five.
Okay. As I spoke about yesterday on the show, the Eels have got to rely on teamwork if they're going to beat this juggernaut called the Melbourne Storm. The only thing I suppose is on their side is the fact that 12 of these guys didn't play last week, so a little bit of ring rust might occur, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. The Eels got through and won in a good way against the Tigers. They won ugly again. We've spoken to a few of them this year, Gutherson and
Mitchell.
And Isaac and Mitchell Moses, and they've all said the same thing. We've won ugly this year, but we've been inconsistent in the big game. So this is a chance to get rid of that. They can make a real statement here against the Storm. They've got another bite of the cherry, so that means they don't have to play in a cocoon. They can play with a bit of freedom and say, well, let's chance our arm, because if we lose, it's not the end of the season.
It's freedom versus desperation.
That's a big difference. You know, you watch the game between the Sharks and Raiders and Souths and Knights compared to the other two, where they'll probably be better games because of the fact that they're playing a better brand of footy, and these other four teams who are on the brink of extinction for 2020 will be playing a little confined game of footy, which is right against what the Rabbitohs will be doing. Again, we'll talk about them in a sec. But for the Eels to win, they've got to help out Gutho. They've got to become that team that relies on teamwork. Paulo and Campbell Gillard have got to really lay a really good platform for the Eels around the middle, because when the Storm bring on Big Nelson and Tino, and that's a formidable twin tower to bring off the bench at the best of times. They've got Cameron Smith and Cameron Munster running the show. They're just across the board. Their strength is surreal, to be honest, with the team that goes through so many changes and chops and changes throughout every season. But here they are again. The purple machine is just about to wreak havoc in semi-final footy. And they do it too easily.
Yeah, let's see if it shows up in your paper test, MG. Pappenhausen, Gutherson. What about that to start it off? You got to go Gutho.
I've got to go Gutho.
You got to go Gutho. Yeah. Sivo Vunivalu.
Mika's been underwhelming this year. I'm going to go Vunivalu.
Okay. Branko Lee, Michael Jennings.
Jennings.
Yeah, I think you're right. Justin Olam, Waka Blake.
Olam's the most improved back in the comp.
Adokar Ferguson.
Oh, Adokar. Fergo's had a quiet year by his standards.
Munster, Dylan Brown.
Munster.
Jerome Hughes, Mitchell Moses.
Mitchell Moses.
Okay. Forwards. Bromwich, Regan Campbell-Gillard. Jesse Bromwich, Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Bromwich.
Cam Smith, Reid Marnie.
Let's go Cam.
Yeah. Christian Welch, Junior Paulo.
Junior.
Felice Kaufusi, Sean Lane.
Felice.
Kenny Bromwich, Ryan Madison.
Madison.
Nelson Asafa Solomona, Nathan Brown.
Nelson.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-5 in favour of the Melbourne Storm. So a bit closer than the other ones.
Yeah, by one, yeah.
Seems unfair to not look at the benches when you consider the Storm will roll out Brown and Smith and Tino for Suamalai.
Well, that's when they, yeah, that's... Let us know the benches.
Brandon Smith, Tino Fasua. Yeah, Brandon Smith, Tino Fasua, Ma'alawi, Tom Eisenhuth, Nico Hines, and for the Eels, Will Smith, Andrew Davey, Kane Evans, and Murata Niokora.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So there we have it. MG going 8-5 in favour of the Melbourne Storm. Final game of finals week one. Rabbitohs, Knights, loser leaves town. This is it. The final stop at the station for one of these teams. Rabbitohs couldn't be flying into finals any better after putting 60 on the Sydney Roosters. The Knights, on the other hand, saw a lot of football go past them when they lost to the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, very contrasting performances by both these clubs. You would think that the Rabbitohs could not play any better. You would think that the Knights could not play any worse. You put that together and you get a fascinating game, I believe. I believe it's going to be a great game. I'm leaning towards South as my early prediction. But look, Newcastle have got the team. They just don't seem to have the belief, I don't think, at the moment. I think they're playing a hesitant type of brand of footy. They're not just going ahead with, you know, thunderous roars, and everything seems tentative and reactive, and instead of just being on the front foot all the time, especially that forward pack they've got, you've got to rely on it, you know. And obviously, they are, you know, compared to the halve and 5'8" of South Sydney, Mitchell Pearce is on his own here because Mason Lino is a great kicker of the ball, but as far as attack goes, not one of the, you know, renowned attackers in the competition. But it's all to do with Ponga, you know. And as Mad Dog said in the show on Wednesday night, that they're pretty easy to read, Newcastle, when Mitchell Pearce is on one side of the field and if Kalen Ponga's on the same side, well, you guess where the ball's going.
Do you reckon Mad Dog maybe regretted those comments when he woke up?
I think he would have.
Did he think they're going to be plastered all over the front page of Fox Sports?
No, I don't think he did. I think he actually shit himself when it happened. But he'd stand by his word because that's what he believes.
We love him. All right. This game we are calling, by the way, Rabbitohs taking on Knights, ANZ Stadium, Dangonane, Sturlo, Wendell Saylor. Kickoff 4 p.m. straight after Sunday Sinbin, which in finals time, Maroon, Kedji, Hoops, Gordy, they'll find another leg. So watch out for that one. Let's do the paper test. Corey Allen, Kalen Ponga.
Ponga.
Edric Lee, Alex Johnston.
Johnston.
Campbell Graham, Inari Tuala.
Graham.
Dane Gagai, Bradman Best.
Best.
Jackson Paulo, Heimel Hunt.
Paulo.
Cody
Walker. Actually, no, I think Hunt. Hunt. Okay. Hunt's been good.
I like it. Cody Walker, Mason Lino.
Cody.
And Adam Reynolds, Mitchell Pearce.
Adam.
Right, we shift into the forwards. Tevita Totola, David Clemmer.
Totola.
Wow.
Yeah, on form. On form.
I had to cross out my tick for Clemmer.
He's been thunderous.
Damien Cook, Kurt Mann.
Damien.
Tom Burgess, Daniel Saifidi.
Oh, Saifidi.
Yep. Lockie Fitzgibbon, Jaden Sewer. Ooh.
Oh. Scratch.
Yeah, I agree. Bailey Sirenin, Aiden Guerra.
Bailey.
Cam Murray, Mitch Barnett.
Murray.
The benches, FYI, Rabbitohs rolling out Mark Nichols, Liam Knight, Jed Cartwright, Kalamoa Tangi.
Yep.
And the Knights, Randall, Jacob Saifidi, Herman Esiese, and Matautia. It's the only Matautia.
Both good benches, which is good. It's going to be a fan. Oh, this is going to be great. It's kicking back on a Sunday after a big weekend of footy, and all of a sudden you've got the elimination final between two desperate teams who, quite frankly, have got to throw everything at each other. I hope they do. I hope they don't freeze in the moment.
Paper test result, 8-4 and a scratch. 8-4 okay. And a scratch. So MG going with the Rabbitohs according to the paper test.
There you go. I've gone the four favourites, but I bet you I am wrong in at least one of them.
Or maybe you won't be, and that's the great twist.
Maybe.
That the first round delivers no upsets.
Yeah, I just, you know, what do we say? Where anything can happen this series? I think something's going to happen.
All right, very good. There it is, your finals, week one, round preview. Get out there, enjoy your footy. Best of luck if you're having a punt. Remember to gamble responsibly. If you're still in tipping comps, enjoy it. Otherwise, just bloody enjoy the weekend of finals, MG.
Giddy up. Long weekend.
Giddy up, yeah. And be safe. If you're driving, look after each other and one another on the roads.
Well said.